NBA cancels Hawks strip club promotion after backlash. By Dylan Gwynn on March 9, 2026. If you want to celebrate strip clubs in Atlanta on March 16, you'll have to go to one. That's because the NBA has decided to cancel the Atlanta Hawks planned tribute dubbed Magic City Night. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver announced on Monday. When we became aware of the Atlanta Hawks' scheduled promotion, we reached out to Hawks leadership to better understand their plans and rationale, the commissioner said. While we appreciate the team's perspective and their desire to move forward, we have heard significant concerns from a broad array of league stakeholders, including fans, partners, and employees. The commish added, "I believe canceling this promotion is the right decision for the broader NBA community. This collaboration and theme night is very meaningful to me after all the work that we did to put together Magic City, an American fantasy," Hawks principal owner, filmmaker, and actor Jamie Gertz said. "The iconic Atlanta institution has made such an incredible impact on our city and its unique culture." As the Associated Press reports, Gertz was one of the producers of a five-part Starz docuseries, Magic City, an American fantasy that explored the club's history and its place in both hip-hop and black culture. The Hawks are also bringing an Atlanta native T.I. to perform at halftime, and there will be a special live pregame recording of a podcast about the club and the impact it has on music, culture, and sports. The Hawks will have to find another institution that has impacted Atlanta culture. Hopefully, there are other and better institutions than strip clubs that have done so. The Hawks expressed their disappointment while acknowledging the commissioner's decision. "While we are very disappointed in the NBA's decision to cancel our Magic City Night promotion, we fully respect its decision," the team said. "As a franchise, we remain committed to celebrating the best of Atlanta with authenticity, in ways that continue to unite and bring us all together." T.I. will still perform at halftime on March 16, as planned.